Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, March 16th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. The numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And if you're calling from the Family Islands, you can dial 242-357-20. And of course, the text lines are open. The number for the text line is 422-4796. Today, I was considering having an open line Monday, but I have like one or two things that is pressing to me I want to hash out. So I would entertain you if you do call in. However, I allow me to hash out these particular topics. One particular topic that I found interesting that I wanted the listening audience to be aware of. It's not a new dispensation, but I wanted Bahamians to follow this story. They haven't been following the story. Just like one of those stories. Recently, I'm going to do a synopsis before I start reading the article. Recently, a Defense Force officer, right, a Marine, was detained, arrested. He was arrested for having sexual intercourse, changed wording, raping a young girl. I think the young girl was like 12, right? It was a serial. The mother came home, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But things have changed, and I need to read what has happened what has happened, so you can appreciate what is happening. So let me read that case, and then you can call in and give your considered opinion on what you think, right? It says, this is from the Tribune, today's Tribune. Teen recants allegation against Marine in child sex case. The trial of a Royal Bahamas Defense Force Marine accused of having an illicit sexual relationship with a child took a surprising twist when his accuser being a child, recanted her allegations on Wednesday. The 16-year-old was recalled to the witness stand at the request of the defense lawyer, Alex Dorsett, and questioned by the accused, Van Miller, about her previous allegation that they had sex daily from 2021 to 2023. She's 2026 now, 23. She's 16 now, so you take away 3 years from that, she will be 13. And then you take away 2 years from that, she would be 11 years old when she started having sexual intercourse with this Marine. Right? He asked, did I ever put my penis in your vagina? The witness replied, no. Miller continued, did I ever put my penis in your mouth? This is a newspaper. I wonder if I could read this. But it's in the newspaper, right? Once again, she said, no. Miller asked, did I ever touch you in a sexual way? The witness replied, no. Miller asked, why did you tell the officers that I did? The witness responded, I felt pressured. They weren't believing me when I said that nothing happened. I wanted to get them off my back. The prosecutor, assistant director of public prosecution, Basil Cumberbatch, did not have any questions for the witness, and neither did the jury. Justice Neil Brathwaite asked the witness if she was, pressured during a confrontation between herself and Miller, as the Criminal Investigation Department when she said she was telling the truth because the truth would come out in court. She said that she was. Prosecutors allege that Miller met the teen on Instagram after she finished sixth grade. They allegedly began a sexual relationship in 2021 that continued up to 2023. The alleged relationship came to light after Miller allegedly picked up the girl while her mother was out. When Miller took her back home, her mother was there, prompting Miller to drive off. The mother followed the car and called the police, who stopped Miller's car near C.I. Gibson School. That article I want to read because I'm going to do a subsequent article, which I'm going to read now. This is from the Nassau Guardian. The headline reads, "Prosecutor seeks perjury charge after teen in case says she lied." Prosecutors are seeking to charge a teenager with perjury after she gave evidence that resulted in an acquittal of the 30-year-old Van Miller Jr. on child sex charges. Miller, a Royal Bahamas Defense Force Marine, was accused of having an unlawful sexual relationship with the minor that began in September 2021 and continued until March 9th, 2023. After initially identifying Miller in the court as the man whom she met on Instagram and began having sex with a short time later, the now 16-year-old returned to the witness stand and gave evidence that undermined the prosecution's case. She claimed that she was pressured to lie about having sex with Miller. The witness said she never had sex with Miller and at no time had he touched her in a sexual way. Police caught the teen and Miller together on the evening of March 9, 2023. She had previously said that Miller was dropping off they had had sex in the churchyard, but he sped off when they saw her mother. The mother followed the car and called the police, who stopped the vehicle near C.I. Gibson High School. A cutting from the underwear she wore that night contained semen. However, there was insufficient DNA in the sample to do a comparison against a blood sample from Miller. Justice Neil Brathwaite directed the jury of 5 men and 4 women to acquit Miller, as prosecution's case was based on the testimony of the minor. In light of the witnesses' admitted lies, Basil Cumberbatch asked the judge to recommend a perjury charge. Okay, that's the end of that article there. Oh, it says Alex Dorset represented Miller. Kara Butler White appeared along with Cumberbatch. And that's just making sure that's the end of the story. And I wanted to hear your commentary on that. A number of cases recently where alleged rape victims have been charged for perjury, lying on a man saying that they were sexually assaulted by them. Most unfortunate, especially in a country where we have a number of women being abused, attacked, sexually assaulted, and to have women apparently lying that such is happening, right? It doesn't go well. And in a case where a number of men are sexist, do not care for women's opinions in general, especially when we think about the husbands raping their wives and trying to bring that into fruition, that law. And now we have in teens saying that they felt pressured by the state to testify against a man that they knew at 11 years old, that happened to be in the car with them late at night, and he was dropping them home. And that happens that the 11-year-old had semen on her panties, but she lied because she felt pressured. Most unfortunate. So I'm assuming that the Defense Force officer will return back to work, right? Will be paid for time spent off the job. I only can assume. I do not know the law. I don't know what to say. I felt that this conversation had to be had, right? I'm not sure if the prosecution is, in quotes my word, seeking revenge of attacking this young teen woman who's definitely going through emotional turmoil, right? Is this a good move by prosecuting her for lying? Or is it sending a message, a needed message, right? This is when women's supposed to call. I think women's supposed to call because men call and start bashing women anyway, right? That's what men do. I don't think Bahamian men like women. I think it's some vibe. But anyway, we're going to open the phone calls now. I see the phone calls are lit up. I'm going to give everyone a chance to comment on this. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm great. Just one or two points I wanted to find out. I mean, I'm just, you know, I think the whole process was really something that, you know, that really was very interesting. And the reason why I said very interesting was simply due to the fact that this isn't the first time that we've heard that situations where persons were forced to, you know, issue statements and then it was, you know, basically taken back as such. I am in no position to judge anyone, but I could tell you one thing. You know, the investigation factor needs to be more thorough. I think, you know, we need to look at things in a deeper light before, you know, sometimes taking these things up because it's automatically, see, a man can never be in a position where, unless he has alibis, unless he was somewhere else, while accused or whatever, most men will be considered guilty until proven innocent. Because it's literally, there is no way that a male can prove beyond a reasonable doubt, unless he has alibis that he was somewhere else during the process of the accusation. And therefore, that's the only way he can clear himself. Because CA, let's say, for instance, you were in a place, not just, you know, you were in a place. You informed the wife that you're going someplace. And, you know, it's as simple as this. Let me show you how serious it is. You could be driving on the road. You can pick up a young lady assisting, and it may be raining, whatever the case may be. May not be raining. And literally, if that person says to you, hey, listen, I need some money. Okay, ma'am, I don't know you. I need some money, or I'm going to say something contrary. I'm going to the police. You know you lock up, right? Mm. And lock up. And you, the simple embarrassment and all the other things that you're going to have to go through, and the fact that you're going to be locked up, and, you know, it just shows you how unfair the law is. I'm not trying to, you know, because obviously there are other things that point towards the situation with the Defense Force officer that brought the case to the point where it is. But I'm just talking about how unfair the laws are that, as I said, you can simply, you can be a delivery guy dropping something off to somebody's home. And you have some crazy person decides, she, this lonely woman who has been in service in her right, decides that she will meet you to the door, tell you come inside. And the next thing you know, you ain't dealing with nothing, but you leave. And the next thing you know, man looking for you and you lock up. And I think these are some things that, and I don't mind the judge charging her with perjury, but I feel as though it's always like a battle for the male to prove himself. And it has to be a better way for something to happen, to prove your innocence. And let me ask you a question. I thought once a case is being adjudicated in court, it cannot be discussed publicly until you know the case is over. And I've been hearing just about everywhere on news and all this stuff about this case. Is that still a reference of law?
It is a reference.
I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, yes.
But why, and I'm trying to figure why so many persons with stations and all other things were discussing this, I thought, and not only for the protection of the case, but the individuals involved with the case.
I agree with you.
Anyhow, okay.
Thanks. So, you know, we have court reporters, and talk shows are able to reiterate what is spoken in court, but just not give opinions of what it is. So we have court reporters, and we tend to read and go by what the court reporter says. So I think a number of newspapers, a number of bloggers, a number of talk show hosts is using that liberty to at least address what is happening via the court reporters reporting to it. And whatever the ruling is, I know this case already have been adjudicated. Whatever the ruling is, we can talk about it afterwards, right? Let's go to the other caller. We have, I mean, all the lines are full today. Guardian Radio AM. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. You're live, caller. Let's move on to the next one. Guardian Radio AM, you're live, caller. All the lines are just blinking. Guardian Radio AM, you're live, caller.
Hey, yeah, pleasant morning. See, hope you're doing well, buddy.
Doing well.
See, I'm trying to understand, like, what is going on here. According to what I'm gathering is that the young lady is alleged that she left the house, right?
At night.
And her mother, I think, and the police followed them or whatever, and they caught them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So where is the police report to substantiate that?
So the police report was given.
Yeah, but I mean, so is the police lying?
No, the police is not lying.
Huh?
No, the police is not lying.
So, no, I mean, but the police, it is reported that he was arrested?
Yes.
And he was charged?
Yes.
According to this girl, none of this never happened.
No, no, no.
So how come
No. You're going too far.
And the police?
No, nope, freedom. The girl, the young lady, is saying that she was not raped. Full stop.
Yeah, but was she caught? Was she caught? But she never met with him. Or whatever. Was she caught? Was she caught with this man by the police at any time?
Yes.
And she is claiming that nothing never happened or whatever.
She was not raped. Full stop.
That she was not. But she's saying that none of these incidents ever happened.
She says she was not raped. Full stop.
Yeah, but she don't have to be raped. She is a minor. So she don't have that right to say whether she was not raped. Because if she's a minor, she cannot give consent. Right?
Yes, but she says she never had sex. The, as you can see in the article, the cross-examination by the accused, he asks full straight to her, him, the man himself asks her, did I ever penetrate you in any kind of way? And she said, no. And he asked, why you lie? And she said, because I felt pressured. The case was thrown out after that. Let's move on to the next caller there. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller, you there?
Hello.
You're live there, caller.
All right, good day.
Good day.
So what I'm trying to understand is, so was there semen found on the girls?
Apparently, from what the article I just read, on the girls' underwear, there was semen, but they couldn't...
It makes no sense. So semen was found and the samples was collected. I mean, she would have had that sex or been interacting in some type of sexual act.
However, they couldn't conclude that the semen belonged to the man who's there or who being accused.
All right. But she was caught with the man.
She was caught with the man.
Who was overage and she was at the time, what, 12?
11, 12 years old, yes.
11, 12.
Primary
semen
school.
Was found. And she had no authorization from her parents or a guardian to say she would have been with this adult.
The mother was vexed. The mother chased this man down, sped through the corner, speeding after this car, calling the police.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I kind of figure out, like, I don't know if she's at this point if she's being intimidated by someone or she's being offered money to lie, but it doesn't make any sense because the evidence is pointing against that some type of situation has happened.
let me ask you this. The government, the prosecutor, is trying to prosecute this 16-year-old now. Say she lied. She perjured herself. What do you think about that?
That's garbage. Man, I don't even know what to comment on that. Because there's so much evidence against that. This situation had to happen. And then to be ready to persecute a minor who barely could speak for herself. Who probably didn't even want to speak to one mother of what's going on.
The turmoil you think she going through.
Exactly.
But they plan to lock up? I mean, whatever they plan to do. They plan to prosecute all the same.
Sad days in the Bahamas, man. And with the stuff, exactly. But other young ladies that we may want to come and speak up against stuff like this, this is going to, you know, make it hard. It's going to discourage them because now they're saying, feel like the system is not with us. You know what I mean? The system's against you. So especially if it's an officer or someone in high power to actually assaulting you.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Colin.
You have a good day.
Thanks very much for calling. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM, you're live, caller. Call you there? Call girl once, I can hear you in the background. No? So clear the line there, Kermit. I see the caller using the next line. One of the concerns the reason why I brought it up is because in the Bahamas, Bahamian men are terrified of women. I'm going to say it again. There's a large amount of Bahamian men who are terrified of women. And by that extension, there's a large amount of men who are terrified of their wives. I want you to let that sink in. I talk about terrified of their wives. To the point that when the wives, good, decent women, God-fearing women said, there are times someone's husband has abused them and forced himself on to their wives, and we need to create a law to protect them. A large number, I would say the majority of Bahamian men, but a large number of Bahamian men, through their fear, said they don't support war at all. Why? Because they are terrified of their wives. They believe woman does lie. I think because the politicians, who are mostly men, who have not brought this law forward, they too believe woman is lie. So they ain't bringing it forth. Our good prime minister's wife had brought this to the fore and said, we need to pass this law immediately. She said, I'm going to push this forever because this law is important to her, important for all Bahamian women. And her husband responds with silence. There's a reason why I think her husband responded in silence, but I ain't going to say the reason. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you are live. Call you there? Just move on to the next call. All the lines are filled. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Hi, morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. So you're talking about this marital rape, and what confuses me is, what is the difference between marital rape and physical or mental abuse? I believe there are already laws for to protect against abusive relationships. And I just see this as a subset of that. So do we actually need a separate law for marital rape? I'd like just a
Let me engage you briefly if I can. If I'm not sure if you're married or not, but if you ask your wife and your wife says, yes, there's a need for a separate law, would you support her with saying, man, because you say it's a need and you're a good wife, I will support and push for this law to be passed?
I would ask why.
She tell you because she believe man has raped the wife.
Then that's abuse. So bring him up again in the courts
for rape.
For abusing you.
No, she...
You
know, that,
it's abuse, a form of physical abuse.
Abuse and rape are two different things, of course. Right?
Yes.
So if you beat your wife, is it the same as raping your wife?
No.
Two different charges. Surely you can support your wife and say, yes, wife. That's a different charge. The man can't be get locked up for abuse. He can get locked up for rape. Surely you can agree.
There is assault, right? And there are various types of assault, but you still would charge the person with assault. And I believe that's much the same way as you would do this. Yes, rape is different from a physical abuse or whatnot, but...
Let me engage you some more. If you are, if your good wife or good daughter is walking downtown and one of these men who live on the street, mental health issues, reach out and touch your wife or your daughter in a certain place, that's a sexual assault. Is that the same as rape? Should it be the same charge?
It is. Well, I'm not a lawyer, right?
I just said with you. I just talked with you.
I would consider it to be, it's a sexual assault, as is rape a sexual assault.
Just making sure I will know how you think it.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, though.
Okay, yeah. Please tell me if you think I'm thinking wrong.
Me? I don't know. Rape is rape. A sexual assault could be touching. Touching. You grab my wife's chest. There's a difference between you grabbing my wife's chest and you slam her down and take something. Because I believe me, I'd go crazy. I mean, I ain't no sorry.
Either one, I would go crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah. I understand. But what do you think about charging the 16-year-old of her perjury? And then answer that and then let you move on.
I thought about that too. You know, you have to set a precedent against persons wrongfully accusing, right? And I could see where a person could have been pressured because when I was a young man, right, I was walking through school one day, primary school, and a boy came up to me with his mother and said, he's the one who did it, pointing to me. I had never seen this boy, but obviously she wanted, you know, to know who did something, and he was pressured. At the same time, this girl could well be protecting, because the understanding is she had semen on her underwear, she could well be protecting the person who she's actually intimate with. And so she said she doesn't want them to know who it is. So they say I'm not saying he's innocent or guilty. I'm just saying that could be a situation that has happened.
I appreciate you. I have some texts I would read and go to the next call, but I appreciate you calling, sir. I appreciate it.
One of them might be my text, so you could ignore it.
No, man, I can read everything. Okay. Thank you very much. Right. This text says, right. Every woman in the Bahamas should be speaking out against this. This is scandalous. Women of the Bahamas, please speak up. That's one text, yeah. Let's go to the caller there, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you're live.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? Let me ask you a question before you start. The Defense Force officer more likely was dismissed from his job. You can't be getting charged, no serious charge like rape, and expect to be there. But now that we found that the young girl's lying on him, should he get his job back?
I think he should. So I am not, I don't know whether, you know, he's guilty or not, right? But I want to know whether the investigation was thorough. Right? Because if she's saying that they met, how old is she now?
She's 16 now. He started accused, allegedly, when she was 11 in grade 6. In grade 6, he started. And he did it for 3 years.
Okay. That's not odd enough either. This is 13 and 16.
This is how long the cases take. It took 3 years. No, I'm talking sense. It's between 2021 to 2023. Then the case just came up and took 3 years for it to come to the finality now.
Oh, okay. So they would have met on Instagram. Was that part of it investigated? The underwear and having some semen residue on it. Is it possible that the person that she may have been involved with may have been wearing prophylactic? How is it that the mother didn't pick up on, you know, I guess, her behavior over the course of 2 or 3 years? So I'm not sure what's happening. I'm trying to wonder if this was thoroughly investigated through text or some type of social media exchanges. So that's where I am.
That's where we all are. I appreciate you, Cole. I see where you're going. I understand your angst. I understand your concern. And I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks. Let's move on to the next caller. But men are afraid that women's liars. They like lie on man. That because they get the heartbreak, because we move on when have multiple partners and thing, that they lie and say, yes, he forced me. I thought we were just having fun, that she wanted a rough, and now she accused me of all kind of things. And I now think the marital rape bill is in jeopardy because of situations like this. To say, hi, CA, this case illustrates the challenges associated with achieving widespread recognition of marital rape. This can be a challenge moving forward. Like I said, the spouse of the prime minister said this is diabolically important. Said it needs to be addressed and we need to pass laws now. And she have access to the prime minister who could pass law, and he's silent. And I say, Bohemian men, I ain't saying our prime minister, I just said, Bohemian men afraid of Bohemian women, and we believe that Bohemian women's lie. That's the only reason I would believe that this is why no one in Parliament is willing to pass this law. The men in Parliament saying, I scared of you all, and you all just lie. We ain't going to never pass this. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Yeah, CA, what's happening, man?
I'm doing well.
Okay. Listen, let me tell you something. If you said something that it may sound crazy to a lot of people, but it's true. And you had a recent caller that almost basically proved that point. That they scared of their wife.
They scared of their wife.
The brother was struggling. He was struggling to say whether or not if his wife say, listen, pass this, you got to vote for this, whether or not you think you need to do this or whatever. He's struggling. Mm. And we may be surprised to know how many of these same hard-mode men around here who believe that they're so macho and so masculine. They wife say, look here, do this, do that, jump high, did that. They're ready to do it. But I tell you the truth. For me, any woman that I'm involved with as far as that's concerned, let me tell you something. My wife, I tell her straight up, I will never vote for something like that.
You won't vote for it?
I'm sorry?
You will never vote for it?
I will never vote for something like that, not in a million years.
You don't believe a man can rape his wife?
And No. And I'll tell you why. See, my whole thing goes back to the fact that I understand how God established his word. And I understand how God established a marriage. Now, there can be abuse. And I don't regard that in any form or fashion. And if the woman is at a point where this thing is going on, then she needs, God gave her certain rights in which to handle that situation and to move on. I'm not encouraging anyone to abuse any woman, and I'm not encouraging any woman to stay in an abusive relationship. But what I am not going to be a part of, I'm not going to be a part of doing something that I know goes against God's covenant in relation to a marriage, and because the Bible says the bed is undefiled. Now, I didn't say you're, but the Bible is undefiled. And we like to call ourselves a Christian nation, but a lot of this concept of what we're talking about right now, look, it comes from the north. It comes from the north. A lot of countries try for, and push this agenda in Africa. And see what results you're going to get. Go to the rest of the Caribbean and see what you're going to get to. And that's why we probably haven't had, to my knowledge, I haven't heard of any such law within the Caribbean that exists at this point with this type of concept.
Calling, I interrupt you and ask you a question.
Yeah.
You trying to tell me, you're saying that this is a white thing?
I try to tell you that.
Because I know you mean not as a code word for white.
It ain't far off. You ain't going to find a bunch of brothers in America getting together and say, you know what, we need to consider this. And then you got some of us who look like us, but you know, they really in-depthly like us, if you understand what I mean. And I think that the fact that the risk factor of the fact that a woman can have a bad day today, we had sex last night, she set me right up. My wife even could be that, set me right up. Next thing I know, She have a situation where she's reporting me. I lock up.
You always think badly about your
wife. As a husband.
You always think illy about your wife. I'm concerned with you all.
No, brother, let me tell you, I ain't scared of no wife, no woman. That's why I said to you,
you need to go to counseling.
I'm not going to find myself in a position supporting something like that.
You ought to go to counseling.
That is diabolical.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I appreciate your call, man. I hope the lags are full. I'm going to you right now. I'm going to read this text. It says, CA, where's the father, bro? That couldn't be in my good daughter. I have three. I was going to jail, bro. And the question of where is the father? We all know that we have an issue with fathers being home. We know we have an issue with women have to be growing up these children by themselves. So I hear you say, where is the father? But we men are lacking. We fall down in protecting our wives, protecting our girl child, right? And you don't have to be with the mother to protect your girl child. You hear your 11-year-old was in the car with man, a Marine. You're supposed to go knock on his door. Say, I just come to have a conversation with you, you know. And have that conversation. Have that. Where the uncle? Where the old elderly grandfather? Where Papa? Knock on his door. Let me have that conversation with you. And mind you, I know of another Defense Force officer who was separated from his wife, divorcing his wife. And his wife, in the divorce decree, said during the whole marriage, her husband raped her. Said her husband was abusive during the whole marriage. Say he's a force. So when he go on the ship and come back after months, whatever it is, he's a take it. Even when she was on a cycle, he's a take it. So these situations are real. Let's go to the call. Go ahead, call you live. Go next, move to the next one, Nick Kermit. Go ahead, call you live. Let's move on again. Go ahead, call you live. You live, caller. I'm clearing all the lines. Go ahead, caller. You live.
Good evening. How you guys doing?
I'm doing well, man.
Great. I just want to. I heard a tail end about the young lady who recanted her story.
Mm-hmm.
I first finished my statement by saying no man should touch a girl or do whatever without consent.
Yes, on anybody.
But also, recanting her story don't necessarily mean. The person is also innocent either.
Mm-hmm.
But also, just because a woman accuses a man don't necessarily mean he is guilty. And sadly, in this country, in many countries, Western countries, once a woman accuses a man, his reputation takes a hit. And just based on all the comments coming in surrounding this case, people are automatically assuming that the man is guilty. I think everything should wait until evidence come out. But sadly, when a woman accuses a man, sadly, most times his reputation takes a hit, could lose his job. And even if he's found innocent in certain sectors of the community and society, they still look at him like he still may be guilty. Just like how people are questioning the fact that she recanted her story. So at the end of the day, people always presume that the man is guilty and the woman is innocent. And we need to change that. And this is where evidence needs to play a mean factor rather than just in the court of public opinion. And that's my opinion.
Thanks very much. Let's move on to the next caller. Garden Radio AM, you live, caller.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Doing well.
All right, man. I want to chime in the conversation, right? I just tuned in, right? The Defense Force officer, they said that the semen was the results were inconclusive.
Inconclusive, right? Yep.
Now the thing is, they need to question that because the thing is, they need to find out how was that evidence handled. You understand what I'm saying? Because it might have been mishandled, right? And secondly, if the girl recounted her story, she's 16 years old. How could they charge that lady? I mean, quick, so they didn't even investigate the final of it. I mean, she might be afraid, right?
She testified she's not afraid. She says she's pressured. The state pressured her.
Listen, she's 16, right? The gentleman, I think he asked her, did I penetrate you or anything, right? She might be afraid. And then thirdly, was he charged with harboring a minor?
I don't know.
Because, I mean,
I would say charged for kidnapping.
You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't deny that he was with the girl, I guess, in the car, right? So he's harboring a minor. So why was he charged with harboring a minor or kidnapping? That's the charge they need to bring against that gentleman. You understand what I'm saying? Because the girl was 11 years old. You shouldn't be with an 11-year-old unless that's your daughter and you're going to the mall or something like that. Why are you with an 11-year-old child?
I'm not sure if people can appreciate how young an 11-year-old is.
Well, I'm shocked that he was in charge of harboring a minor. You understand me?
Yeah, I do.
But thanks for taking my call, sir.
Thank you very much for calling. This text says, CA, please stop bringing this topic up. You can't rape your wife if she believes she is in an abusive relationship. Just leave. First sign, G. I'm sure that's a man who texts that, right? Says, morning, something about this story don't add up. I want to know what is the age gap, why they have any type of relationship, friendship, or otherwise. When the MP say everybody practicing nepotism, y'all frown on him. Now y'all want Miss Davis use her influence. Who these people married to? I believe, I mean, I take guidance from my good wife. If she said, Nuri, consider this, I sit down and listen. I believe if this issue is very important to the Prime Minister's wife, she's supposed to pull her husband aside and say, husband, sincerely consider this. And these are the reasons why I believe this is urgent. And him being a good husband and trying to satisfy and make sure his wife happy, he said, I can bring this to the fore. And then she would ask him point blank, because my wife asked me, do you believe a man can rape his wife? And I look at her and I say, I believe whatever you believe. Right? Let's go to the caller there. Guardian Radio AM. You're live. Go ahead, Paul. Yeah, you're live. Go ahead.
Yeah. This case involving this minor, that is riddled with all sorts of confusion. So he didn't, I don't see the correlation between that 11-year-old at the time and that big grown man, you know? And some sort of charges should have been brought, you know, to him. That isn't his daughter. Lisa, the correlation with that man and that little chap. You want to explain that?
I don't know how she get in his car.
I mean, that whole case, now you're saying the state is looking at bringing charges against her for perjury?
We charging her for perjury. She lied. She lied on that good, innocent,
you know,
defense force man.
I don't know who this gentleman is connected to. But that whole case is riddled with a bunch of nonsense. And I don't know why we don't take these type of matters more seriously. This is why people can't come forward, and many women and children refuse to come forward. But when they come forward, this is what they're faced with. I don't know if this is why them charging her with perjury, whether this is a warning to anyone else who planning either to come public or what have you to put fear in them, but this matter, you know, you see with the Nygaard key situation, with the Nygaard, no prosecution in the Bahamas, and look like they're not even interested in doing it. Some big time people, CA, is involved with child sex the world over. And the Bahamas is no exception. I don't believe the Bahamas is no exception. But for whatever reason, we don't take these particular matters seriously. And, you know, the reality is this. Throughout the United States of America, 80% of all prison inmates were abused at some point in time as a child. This is what we are faced with as a country. And for whatever reason, these authorities, these old mindsets, that generation of leaders, they have a high tolerance for this type of behavior, a very high tolerance for this type of behavior, because if their tolerance level was low, you would have seen, we would have had some of the best child protection laws in the Bahamas. But that generation going to have a lot to answer to on the next side, because they did a lousy, worthless, good-for-nothing job when it comes to protecting children from these type of incidences. That's all I would say for this, on that for now.
And I appreciate you, Clever. And I always encourage you for your activism, especially for children. So, and men's rights at the same time, too. I see you callers. I'm going to bring you right now. Let me read this text. Says, morning, Brother Nuri. This situation with the Defense Force Officer Miller and the 11-year-old is outrageous because they are protecting Miller. Miller was found no need to answer any case. The woman lied on him. So anyway, because they are protecting Miller, who is a promising officer, the truth is, her parents are responsible and charges should be levied. Take matters in the Supreme Court for Justice Szilard, and that's from Grand Bahama. We're going to take this quick break. Carlos, I see you. I hope you don't hang up. I want all you all to engage and participate in this conversation. But we're going to take this quick break. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll be right back.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Get set.
Track and field fans, it's that time. Time for the B3A Crypto Tri 22nd at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Come see the country's finest young athletes in blazing battles on the track and fierce field competition as they look to book their tickets to the 53rd Carifta Games in St. George's Grenada on the Easter holiday weekend. Who will make the team to represent the Bahamas? Be there for the B3A Carifta Trials, March 20th through 22nd at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Competition starts at 5 p.m. on Friday, March 20th, and 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, March 21st and 22nd. General admission, $12. Children under 12, $8. $20 VIP. Three-day passes are $34 general admission, $20 children under 12, and $58 a VIP pass. The B3A Carifta Trials, March 20th through 22nd. Don't you miss it. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We're going straight to the callers, but let me read this text. Says, CA, I'm 66 years old and can never support marital rape law. You know how much woman does bring home the wrong baby? What all Bahamian men need to do is have DNA tests on their children. Many would be shocked. I'm starting to believe that some men should not be married or should not date women. Just leave the women alone. You know, stay by yourself. But I do not support spousal abuse in any form. Also, if you abuse any children, male or female, under 18, you must feel the full brunt of the law. Let's go to the callers there. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Call, you live. Let's move on to the next caller there. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Hey, Siri.
Hey.
Just one more thing. The officer, if he falls under the same principles as the Royal Bahamas Police Force, there's something in the act that's called bringing discredit to the force. Even though you may win your case, you can still be dismissed under that aspect. You can take legal action against the organization if they, you know, if they take your job away. But under the Defense Force, there's still a act that says bring discredit or basically bring in embarrassment or causing any embarrassment to the organization. That's grounds for termination as well.
Yes, yes, sir. And I agree. That's what I believe. That's what happened. As soon as he was formally charged, typically you are usually terminated. Unless you like, when you turn a senior officer of some sort, I think that's different. But yeah, I think that's what happened. Let's go to the next caller there. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Kermit, go ahead. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Hi, Nuri. I'm sure you didn't mean it the way you said it when you said you'd respond to your wife saying that you believe what she believes. I'll just remind you of three incidents in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
One is Salome with Herod, when Herod listened to Salome. Two is Samson with Delilah. And three is when Adam listened to Eve. And I believe in some of those situations, there was a nagging or a form of abuse there.
I'm just happy that Joseph listened to Mary. They got a bad woman in the Bible. They got all these bad women you're calling.
Well, Solomon, I'm just saying, right? Solomon was wise. He didn't listen.
I'm glad Joseph listened to Mary. Amen.
Yes.
I'm glad because she can you imagine if he'd say do away with her and she would have done away with my Lord.
I agree.
Praise the Lord that she listened.
In modern times, we know what would have happened then.
Yes.
As the gentleman just said, with DNA testing and all of that.
Man, you married? I ain't no doing a DNA test. I am scared of the child bright skin. If my wife said that's my baby, that's my baby.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thanks, my caller. Do away with my Lord. My wife said, that's Max. That's Max. I'm grateful. Thanks for bringing this home for me. I get to take care of this. I love it. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning.
Come on, a fellow, man. You're a smart man, yeah?
There you go.
Yeah, because, you know, you're mutual. See, I even hate to talk about this topic because it either is or it's not. And so you don't have to be an imbecile to believe you can't rape your wife. I mean, they just think that they're, you know, females are people. Do you could own someone? This is where the slavery mentality comes from. The Bible even shows you a wife to leave his mom, a wife to leave her husband. And so, as it relates to, speaking of DNA, right? May I remind the general public and those who know, there are a specific number of people in the human population that are, they call non-secretors, in which they don't secrete DNA. All right? It's sperm samples. And so, semen, then they said they found semen. Me being a science dummy, right? I just said that, you know, semen, it's not sperm. So sperm is contained within semen because anyone who did biology knows the seminal vesicles and the prostate excrete this fluid in order to transport the sperm because the sperm is to make it motile. So I can't see with technology. For me, then, the question I asked, did they do this, provide a PCR test to amplify to get the DNA profile? Or they use the originally or outdated form of...
Hello? Call drop. Okay. This text says, I think you only had male callers today. Looked like they were waiting for such a conversation. I'm not sure why women don't join in this conversation. Or they realize that talking to us men makes no sense because we already make up our mind. Some men could be simple regarding these topics, you know? This text says, morning, CA. Be reminded that just last year, two young men were acquitted from Wolf Road, after being accused by a young girl. Semen was found that didn't match them. I tell you, Bahamian men terrified of Bahamian women. And if that's the truth, that marital rape bill ain't gonna never pass, right? It ain't gonna never pass. This one, I'm talking about something completely contrary with the conversation today. I say, good morning. This Marine obviously got set up. This is a money-grabbing situation, and I am sure these cultural exchanges were to make the Marine look like a pedophile. This is a big lesson because these desperate women are on the attack. Young men, beware. I tell you, I'm concerned with some men, you know. I mean, terrified. But do not... Okay, let's see. See, I'm 66 years old and can never support marital rape. Okay, I read that. The officer was suspended pending the outcome of the case. Also, he was not fired. He was suspended. So that means he's going back to work. Then he needs to explain why he in the car with an 11-year-old before he get back to work. The commodore needs to ask him that question. Sit him down and say, boss, I see there's no charges you got to answer, but why were you in the car with an 11-year-old child? Explain that before I give you back your job. Then, the next question is, why did you speed off? Who was you running from? Why would that good young girl lie on you? See, these are the questions I would have to ask as a defense force officer before he get his job back. He couldn't get it from anyway. That's me prejudging. Forgive me for that. If they do due diligence, it's cool with me. Hey, CA, I'm a 58 years old man, and I believe the 11-year-old girl, they have cyber evidence against him. Example, the IG messaging and the WhatsApp messages. Okay. They say, if she was pressured, why charge her with perjury? Maybe the detectives need to be questioned first. That's a good point. If she says she was pressured, why punish her? She tell you why she said it, and why you're gonna punish her after you pressure her in the first place. See, after 24 years of marriage, one night when my wife came home late and I pushed her against the wall out of frustration, she and her lawyer used that to push a divorce against me. These women are dangerous. They can kill. You shouldn't have pushed your wife. I assure you, push her hard, text her. You push her hard because if you just push her gently against it and she understands your frustration, she wouldn't have gone and seek a divorce. She says, I have a good man and I've gone too far and I see why he was frustrated. But the idea that she filed a divorce and used that against you means that you're abusive, text her. You're abusive and now you're trying to sway me with your text. But I ain't fool. You push that woman hard and bruise her and therefore she seek divorce. That's it. Let's go to the next caller. I believe it can be last caller for the day. Excuse this one. Go ahead, last one for the day.
Hello.
Hello. I finally get a woman to call. Go ahead, ma'am.
I would like to know, if it's not a man, why didn't they take the girl so that he could have given her an examination and see what she was saying was true? If she said that the man did not rape her or the man did not penetrate her, why didn't they take her to the doctor and check her out? She was speaking the truth. I'll hang up and listen.
Yes. She said this particular man didn't have sex with her. She didn't say she didn't have sex. So I hope that answer. The caller was asked and said, why didn't he take her to the doctor to test if she was penetrated by anyone? And she said that this particular man didn't do anything to her, but she could have been... Anything could happen. I'm not judging that child. She's 16 years old now. She tell you she felt pressured. I'm saying that if she felt pressured, just like the Texas said, why punish her again by charging her for perjury? This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I really wanted to hash this particular case out, so I'm glad you was patient with me and bear with me as I did that. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.